useful to talk to that fella and, you know, just look at him across the table and ask him what the situation is and, you know, whether we can help him or, you know, I kind of feel like he would have been wiser if he just said that in the heat of a discussion. I can't tell you what I said. I just want to point to my record as it is. He's got a few things, and the Maggie's going to try to resolve it next Tuesday by having in the people who have accused him of saying these things at that meeting in Deerfield. I don't want to see him if you think it'll get us too deeply involved in it. I can recognize that problem of our getting tied to this guy who might wind up in a very embarrassing position if the committee thinks that he lied to them.
Well, what does his article say?
Well, his article talks about, you know, all the high-flown language, and he's all for integration and the rights of individuals and the dignity of man. And
I'm convinced this is nothing but a smear by one of the gas companies that didn't want him, and that's opposed to the situation where I don't think they're worried about integration is too much on the power commission. And I think it's a pure political effort of ADAs.
That ADA is totally reprehensible in what they did. I didn't send you the copy of their resolution, but it is totally irresponsible. Bill Wirtz told me yesterday that he talked to the, he called the lawyer who worked on a case for his firm, and said that that was yesterday afternoon, that just the night before, ADA had called this lawyer to get a little feeling for what had happened at this Deerfield meeting. They adopted the most nasty, disagreeable resolution, and it just clears a bell that they did it without any substantiation, without any verification. And it was adopted on April 3rd. They sent it to the Maggie's committee on the morning of the hearing, so the guy had no time to prepare. They didn't even send a copy to the White House until last Friday, after Joe Rao called me to say, you know, did I know about the baggy problem? I said, I didn't know about the baggy problem, and nobody else here did. And it's a totally gratuitous insult to this guy. It calls him, you know, a segregationist. And there isn't anybody who's familiar with the situation who doesn't believe that part of it is totally erroneous. There's considerable question about exactly what he said, and Wirtz's judgment was that in that particular instance, most of his people who were there believed that the guy did say some things that were inconsistent with his basic pattern, but that it does look kind of bad. He could have explained it, and I think nobody really is going to press the segregationist question. Now it's turned, though, to his veracity is really what's on trial.
Well, I think that I'd tell Dirksen that and tell him how serious it is. He doesn't think it's serious. He thinks he's talked to Maggie, and Maggie says, all right.
Well, maybe he's right.
No, but I'd tell him how serious it is and tell him that he really ought to work on it.
See, the thing that bothers me is if four or five guys on that committee figure, especially, you know, you got some Republicans there who'd love to embarrass you, but they can't really because he's a Republican appointee. But if you get a few liberals who don't want to get caught look like they're supporting a guy who's been branded as a segregationist, they just might vote against him, and then the whole thing is aired on the floor, and maybe 10 or so feel they ought to vote against him just to demonstrate that how pure they are, and it just turns into an awkward thing. And there isn't, John Macy went through his file, there isn't one negative word about that guy. The FBI file, his neighbors and everybody else, including a judge who John talked to, who said, this guy, one of the features that John would be interested in is this fellow's taken a role in helping desegregate his community. Exactly the reverse.
You go on handle it. I've got Marines shooting at each other.
Okay. Right, I will, sir.